Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Welcome back, Lord Football. And if this is now what's called football at the professional level, guess what? You can have it.
Wow.
You didn't see the hit slap. Brian, I sent you a link of one of about a half dozen penalties for so-called lowering your helmet, and it was a bleep show. Take a look at that one example right there of a hit that was called a penalty, which, by the way, NBC's new rules analyst, Terry McCauley, recently retired crew chief Terry McCauley, he said, yeah, I don't think that's a penalty, even based on the language of the new rule.
No, it's a helmet to an arm.
If that's now football, yeah. If that's now football, this season is going to be a disaster if they don't get their arms around this, if they don't figure this out. And I know that people are saying, well, they're calling a lot more in the preseason to get everyone's attention and to try to turn the temperature down. But come the regular season, they'll go back to calling the game the way they've always called it.
Well, then what's the point of the rule? What's the point of the regulation? What's the point of changing things?
Right. If that's a penalty now, why watch? Why invest 3.5 hours on a Sunday?
Well, now there's really no reason to watch preseason football if this is what they're going to do. It's unwatchable.
Oh, I know. But
again, how many minutes into the game was the first helmet rule review? You tweeted
minutes.
About that.
4 minutes. Thank you. Thank you for following me on Twitter. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I saw it.
At Zabe. Good way to keep up with my various gripings.
Yeah. They are various. They are various and plentiful.
By the way, is gripings a word or would it be gripes?
Gripings.
I like gripings.
Yeah, I think gripings are what you leave behind, like tailings.
What's the difference between
droppings?
Right.
What's the difference between drops or droppings?
Animal drops. These aren't animal drops, they're animal
raindrops.
Yeah, raindrops.
Rain droppings.
It's assigned to different things, different activities. But I like.
And so gripings gives it a different feel, but I think it's clearly understood.
That's more like scat was found.
Scattings. You could say scattings.
Yeah. I'm just, I Twitter searched helmet rule, and I mean, people are just bombarding it. Here's an account, not SportsCenter. Due to the new rule, lowering your head before a hit is a penalty. Attempting to play any kind of defense is a penalty. Looking at another player too aggressively, penalty.
Well, 100%. This one that Brian's got up here on his monitor in the studio where we're watching the Bears hit the Raven, that is not a penalty. That is just they're hitting him. You've got to be able to hit somebody eventually.
It actually looks like a really clean hit to me.
100%. It doesn't get any more clean than that.
It's not dirty.
It was almost in the numbers.
Unnecessarily ruthless. It's just a football hit.
It was made to prevent a scoring play with a tight end in the end zone. Like, you have to make that play. In football terms, if that safety doesn't come up and deliver the lumber, the coaches are going to ream his ass.
Well, he's going to get cut.
Where's the flag being thrown?
There's an official right there, number 38, is looking at it.
There's a ref standing there in the basic ref position, and he's not moving. So who throws the flag on that? There's a guy moving down the sidelines, too. Is that the guy?
Someone.
Yeah.
But it's going to be bad. And you ready for more salt in the wound? Pour open that wound for me for a second. You ready? You're going to like this one. Here we go. According to NFL referee Alex Kemp, the hit that Anthony Barr made on Aaron Rodgers last year that broke his collarbone would be illegal this year under new language in the rules.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, that comes just in time. Thanks a lot, NFL.
That's just part of the trying to sell the rule package. Well, he would have been okay if that rule had been in place. Yeah, yeah.
Did you catch Collinsworth last night talking about them stopping plays when there's a player who's jumped offside? Did you hear that?
That could affect that. Yes, they said, the league said, we're going to shut down more offsides plays this year to keep quarterbacks from getting killed, because RG3 got, you know, blindside strip sacked on a play in which the Bears defender had jumped offside.
Right.
It was really more because the left tackle didn't block him properly, but whatever. And Collinsworth said, hey, this is how Rodgers makes his living.
Right.
Doing this, hard counting guys offside.
Yep. They said,
and then free play, free play, free play.
They said Aaron Rodgers is going to hate this rule. Guys like Aaron Rodgers are going to hate this rule. He lives off of this, they said. And I thought, oh no.
I wonder how many years in the past, like let's go to the 70s and 80s, how many years do you think we had in which the NFL didn't change a single rule from year to year?
If they changed one, it was where we're kicking the extra point from, or where you got the ball if a field goal was missed.
I remember a Sports Illustrated issue that was dedicated to the sweeping rule changes one year. Yeah.
When you were a kid?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Then when they 70? Went to overtime and moved the goalposts and all that stuff, that was all in the same year, wasn't it?
But I seem to recall in the 1980s, the game was the same every year. That, like, pretty much from 1980 to 1990, aside from replay, which came in 88, I think, before going away for a brief time and then coming back, the game was, you knew what the game was. And nobody had any arguments about what is a catch, because they didn't try to define it. They just said possession plus 2 feet in bounds.
Well, the game started
with... The rest was left to, well, the refs are going to interpret it.
Well, remember when the referees used to get to decide if a receiver would have landed in bounds if he wouldn't have been shoved by a defender?
Yeah, his momentum carried him.
That was the rule tweak,
right, that was, and they said, no, you're out of bounds.
But the rules have made it too hard for any human being to sort through every play.
Yes, the rules are too complicated, and the advent of super high-definition, super slow-mo video, and coupled with replay, has made it so that we have to try to define every single act and every single term. And we have litigated and we have argued over the most minute things. Whereas if we went the other direction, which was no replay, so it's going to be known that there are judgment calls that will be made on catch, no catch, fumble, no fumble. And there is not going to be any video overturning of said judgment calls. Then we wouldn't be chasing our tail like this. And now they're adding this element, this helmet rule is not going to make the game safer. It's not. It could maybe make it a touch more dangerous if guys are unsure about what they're doing.
Is it possible they'll make so many rules that they'll eventually have to give referees sweeping power to make whatever kind of judgment they need to make on every call? And so effectively making so many rules there are no rules?
That's the ultimate. That's the end result. At some point,
there are no rules. We made
so many rules.
We made so many rules that there are no rules anymore.
Just like in The Incredibles, if everyone is special, then no one is special.
Sometimes,
if there are so many rules that you just have to put out these decent judges on the field to just look at everything and go, well, that doesn't look very good, and they call a penalty. They can make it whatever they want. So that there really are no rules.
For so long, and I've heard you say things that I thought were absolutely insane that have come true, that have happened, because you've been so far ahead of the curve that I think that is a real possibility, that we'll make so many rules that there can't possibly be any rules. But because everything's a penalty. Everything's illegal.
Everything will have to be judged on its own merits, and every ref, every field judge, every umpire will have to just sort of feel its way through the
game. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me to laugh at the ridiculousness of that statement, but I don't think it's that crazy. Do you, Steve?
No, because we're living in a world in which a state has, or a city has banned straws.
Yeah.
Like, this is happening in 2018.
Well, it's,
you could go to jail for handing out straws
Santa
Barbara, California.
Goes to micromanaging, Your Honor. We're going to micromanage straws. We're going to micromanage football. We're going to micromanage absolutely everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, there's no level of insane that I would be totally shocked by. And this is, and then you combine this with the anthem issue, which is still now 2 years later, not put away and put to bed.
But the reports, but Steve, the reports coming in from Canton last night were that everybody stood for the anthem last evening.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody stood. That shouldn't. Yes. Why are we even reporting that? Why is that even?
Because there's reporters that keep track of who kneeled for each team. This was done last year. It's now like a game. And, you know, at some point, you know, during the regular season, some players are going to kneel. Their teams are going to get fined for it. The players may get disciplined. And then the whole cycle is going to start up all over again. And the president's going to tweet about it. And the NFL owner is going to run around like chickens with their heads cut off with every tweet. And it's just going to be a mess. You combine that, if the helmet rule is called this egregiously, there is no way ratings are up.
No way.
No.
Zero.
No. Well, ratings aren't going to be up because, one, people aren't going to want all these rule changes, and, two, how many more people are going to abandon the NFL because players are kneeling
on the... Because NASCAR is on.
Because NASCAR is on, but because players are kneeling on the sideline.
NASCAR goes up because football sucks, they've really got problems.